This is Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. Family Trust Federal Credit Union, a relationship you can trust. And by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Carmen Miller Realty Group. Live where you love and love where you live. Now, live from the Toast Cafe, here is Patty Mercer.
Hello and welcome to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. I am Patty Mercer. We are live today from Famous Toasteria in TKK, where every server is your server. If you haven't had their coffee yet, this is a perfect day to stop on by and try some because it is delicious. My guest, Janet Martini, Monica Hanna from Keystone Substance Abuse. We are talking today about a lot of things, actually, and it's going to be a very informative segment regarding opioid addiction, heroin addiction, and, of course, a way that you can get involved and the Joe Davis run happening this Saturday. Before we begin, I just want to say thanks so much to our presenting sponsors, Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. Family Trust Federal Credit Union, a relationship you can trust. Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. And Carmen Miller of the Miller Realty Group. Live where you love and love where you live. And it is so good to see the two of you back. You do so much in our community. Janet Martini, we're going to start with you. And Monica, we'll swing on over to you probably a little bit later and get all the nuts and bolts regarding the Joe Davis run. Monica, it's interesting. We have so many new residents in our area moving in, new listeners downloading that free app just so that they can listen to Close Up. So let's begin with a little introduction, behind-the-scenes look at who you are when you're not here with me.
Oh, wow. Well, I have been the executive director of Keystone since November 16, 1999. So it's been quite a number of years. It's been interesting. It's never been boring at all. And so really that and my life with my husband and my family, that's about it. I mean, that's all I have time
about
for.
It. That's a lot. That is a lot for sure. And especially lately, yes. As we are, you know, the opioid epidemic seems to be putting people that would never in a million years even think about taking an illegal drug
right.
in a situation where it's really a conflict because they're following doctor's advice and then somehow they just move into an addiction that's bigger than they can handle alone. Mm-hmm. Keystone Substance Abuse, that's what you guys are all about, helping people overcome addiction. So give me an overview, a framework of what Keystone does on a daily basis.
Keystone serves as York County Substance Abuse Agency. And so we provide a lot of services for the community, starting with prevention and education in our community and with a big focus on work with our youth, especially in our schools, because we know that the average age where our kids are starting to experiment with alcohol and other drugs is around that fifth or sixth grade age range. And that could be a life-altering decision that could take them down a really destructive path.
I find that shocking to think fifth and sixth graders, because I know the messages are good in terms of saying no and the research, the data is out there, but I don't know if we really, I didn't realize that it was happening so young.
Yes.
I mean, that's just the end of elementary school. They're
uh-huh.
so babies.
They
Where are.
Are
they getting the exposure to even try?
Well, they are getting their exposure with older siblings, with peers in our own medicine cabinets, which brings us right back to the discussion topic that we have today, because a lot of times folks don't realize that it might not be their particular child. It may be a friend or a cousin or someone that's at their house saying, I wonder what's in this medicine cabinet, and I need a Band-Aid or something. Open it up, and there are prescription medications there and easily accessible to our kids.
So the curiosity factor and just trying something new, what you once could do now could potentially set you up for some really big undoable consequences.
That's right.
So as parents, as grandparents, what is the best way to keep our medication that is prescribed and we are using, you know, according to directions, safe from our kids if they're going to go plundering. I mean, there's the ongoing joke about looking in someone's medicine cabinet, right?
Yeah.
You can't keep it there anymore.
Even house shopping, you know, realtor visits and things like that. The best thing is for parents, grandparents, everyone, to keep their prescription medications locked up somewhere away from anyone else other than the person who it's prescribed for.
Now, when we look at prescriptions, of course, we want to make sure that people understand there's a right way to use a prescription and there's a wrong way. And you should not feel guilty if your doctor, if you've had surgery and your doctor says this is what you need, take your medication as directed. But there are some staggering things that tell us that if you over-prescribe or overuse an opioid medication, such as what, like fentanyl, what are some of the names?
Oxycodone, Percocet. I mean, those are prescriptions.
Okay, and that could be prescribed, I don't know about now, but at one point, if you had your wisdom teeth removed, if you had back surgery, maybe you had a broken bone, even a football player. I mean, when we look at the numbers of those who have lost their lives to addiction, it breaks my heart. We're looking at kids. We're looking at teenagers. We're looking at faces that had a life filled with promise.
Yeah. So the things that we're doing, of course, along the prevention and education, but also in the treatment side, because that's where exactly what you're talking about, is we're trying to save lives. The numbers are just staggering. Just looking at some of the numbers over the past couple of years, in 2014, the CDC came out and said we had 129 people in the United States overdose every single day in our country.
129.
2015, that number went to 144.
Okay.
The CDC is expected to come out with the numbers for 2016 very soon, expected to be at 175 per day. So just in 2 years, that's over a 36% increase of overdose deaths in our country. And these are kids. These are our neighbors. These are our aunts, our uncles. They are from all walks of life, all demographics, all races. We a lot of folks were talking about how this opioid issue is a white person issue. It's not. Some of the numbers that we've just seen coming out from the New York Times, it's the first time the CDC has been looking at demographics and race. It's the African American community as well. And the interesting thing that we're seeing, especially with fentanyl, is that's the big thing that's making it just so diverse these days.
It is shocking to see families where mom and dad are addicted and the children are in the back. I mean, there seems to be a period of time where people think that they can maintain this addiction and still have their life. And yet it seems that the addiction begins to just eclipse and take over and there is no quality of life except to get your hands on more of the same a relief that your body is accustomed to. Now, is that when it transitions to heroin, when you can no longer get the prescription? Or
that's what we've been seeing. About 75% to 80% of heroin users started just with a prescription.
And so that's why this is not like the heroin that you see in the 1970s when you're just going to a party or Woodstock, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah.
I wasn't alive. Well, I was a little bit.
A little bit.
So the thing is, you're just, when you have an addiction, that addiction has to, I mean, it's like feed the beast. And you'll find, I mean, because I couldn't go to a street in a city and see where anybody was selling heroin. But if I was an addict, I would see those opportunities. And I understand it's like everywhere. You know, like there, if you're looking for it, you will find it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we're saying is it's a legitimate prescription. It may be, oh, I'm in a little bit more pain. Let me try a little bit more. You know, and like you said, with kids, wisdom teeth, a sports injury, something like that. It could be a friend who broke their leg, you know.
Right, right.
And I just need a little bit. Let me just take a little bit and see what happens. And one prescription can take us down a long, hard path.
Well, there can be a biological
predisposition
to
genetic factors. Absolutely,
there's the genetic factor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you may be that one person that you can't just sow a few wild oats. You're going to be that one that forever changes the trajectory of your life.
Yeah.
It also seems very sad in terms of the success of overcoming an addiction to an opioid. Is that, what are you seeing? I mean,
we're seeing folks that, well, what we were seeing before we started a new program is we were seeing folks come in to see us, and a lot of them were young adults. They would come to us, maybe go through their assessment, maybe even start services, and they drop out because their bodies physiologically, I mean, they're in so much pain, and we just weren't able to retain them. And so looking at the research and the things that were going on at the federal level and then, of course, at the state level, we said we have to do something about this. And so evidence shows that today when we have someone that has an opioid use disorder, the best course of action is to also offer them not only the treatment that they need, but also be able to have medication that will help them through those cravings, will help calm them down enough to where they can focus on their treatment. And some of those medications don't have an addictive nature. Naltrexone is one. But we also have been trying buprenorphine, which is a partial agonist, which has a little bit, cuts the edge off a little bit, but it certainly still keeps that receptor site busy where if they use, they won't receive the high.
What about methadone clinics? Is that also a program to help wean off
there
of
are
heroin?
Some. There are some, yes. We aren't using methadone at Keystone. You have to have a special license for that as well. The thing that we know is that research is telling us that methadone is better used for pregnant women who are trying to go through because it maintains a stable amount in their system instead of the roller coaster ride with using and not using, using and not using it. And that type of roller coaster up and down has a worse impact on the baby.
And it's sad to think that any expectant mother would have an addiction, but the reality is if the mother has an addiction, will the baby be born with the same addiction?
Not necessarily. They may test positive at birth, which is unfortunate, of course, but they don't necessarily mean that they are addicted. Mm-hmm. And they aren't necessarily addicted at all. They may have some physiological things going on because the drug may be in their system.
So it seems like at Keystone, you've really had to adjust and modify and meet, you know, people where they are in terms of helping them achieve success.
We've had to shift our philosophy. We used to be in a lot of treatment programs were abstinence-based, and so we had to adopt more of a risk reduction model where we offer the option for folks. If they want to go do the abstinence-based model, absolutely, we're there. If that hasn't worked for them in the past, we need to do something different because we're talking life and death today. It's not, oh, well, let's try this and see how it works. Our kids are dying. Our parents, our aunts, uncles, people are dying every single day, and we've got to do something different.
And it hasn't been that long since we approved the drugs for our first responders to have in the case of an overdose. And we're also hearing more of accidental overdose.
Yes.
Explain that.
The accidental overdose, which actually is part of the run that we'll talk about that's coming up on Saturday. If someone stops using for even a short period of time, especially with the opioid issue, their tolerance decreases very, very rapidly. So if they are off for just a matter of days and they're starting to feel a little bit better or something like that, and then they choose to use the same amount that they used before.
Or someone gives it to them.
If something gives it to them, it could be laced with fentanyl and they don't know it.
Right.
That's an accidental overdose. They didn't intend for that to happen.
Their body, what does it do?
Their respiratory system just shuts down. They stop breathing.
Okay, so first responders realizing that this is an overdose situation, they can give
naloxone or Narcan also,
okay,
what's known as Narcan too.
To just wake them up?
Yes. It is what our law enforcement officers do is they carry that with them, two doses, because sometimes it takes two. It is a nasal spray, and so they'll inject that in their nostril and if it is an overdose, it will revive them. It'll get them usually breathing again. They may not feel that great when they come to, but they're alive.
And your heart goes out to those that are trying so hard to overcome an addiction and, like you said, maybe have something laced or just make a bad decision in a moment, you know, but really, really want to overcome this addiction. Back in December, South Carolina Governor McMaster, he put some executive orders regarding opioids and addiction. How will they affect how we're looking at this addiction?
Right. Orders talked about establishing an opioid emergency response team.
Okay.
And so that is all hands on deck, even the National Guard, because we can learn from the infrastructure they have had in place for many, many years in responding to crises.
Right. So you've got law enforcement and health providers and
all
hands on
deck.
All
hands
on deck.
That's right. The other piece of this is putting together, Health and Human Services will put together a two-part policy that will look at a five-day prescription limitation on initial opioid prescriptions for acute and post-operative pain management. So if I go to the hospital, I have to have surgery because I broke my wrist or my arm or something like that, then they will limit that because that's an acute issue. It's not ongoing. It's not chronic and ongoing.
Gotcha.
So they'll look at a limit for prescribing. So if they need something after that, they'll need to go to their doctor.
Okay. So more accountability, and rather than just over prescribe, hey, just in case, if you get in a lot of pain, you got this, because weren't the doctors under the impression that they were non-addictive opioid medications?
The pharmaceutical companies told physicians that, and
right.
So of course.
And so when you find out, then you're like, oh, no
what,
more for
what
you.
Happened? What
and
happened?
And you turn to the street.
Right.
Or you turn to unregulated places to go and try to find a relief from your pain.
Right.
We need to take our mid-program break. When we come back, we'll have more with Janet Martini, Monica Hanna. Of course, the Joe Davis Run is happening this Saturday through Keystone. Learn more about what you can do to get involved, to raise awareness, or perhaps find a place to help someone, yourself, someone in your family. Chances are you do know someone that is battling an addiction with opioids. Of course, we want to say thanks to our presenting sponsors, Piedmont Medical Center, Family Trust Federal Credit Union, Kuster Commercial, and Carmen Miller of the Miller Realty Group. We'll have more close-up live from Famous Toastery right here in TKK in just a few.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidisciplined team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process. Carmen Miller and the Miller Realty Group understand that choosing the right home is just the beginning. Becoming part of a growing community, now that's where life happens. If you're looking for the right home, start with us. Our passion is helping you. Visit homesfortmill.com to see the most recent home listings and be sure to check out Carmen Miller's Talk of the Town, Carolinas, every Tuesday to discover even more reasons to love the Carolinas. Live where you love and love where you live. Carmen Miller Realty Group, welcome home, homesfortmill.com.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
Some things in life are certain. Unfortunately, our health is not one of them. 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer in their life. But Piedmont Medical Center is here to help stop you from becoming a statistic. Mammograms are an effective form of early detection and perhaps the single greatest tool in our fight against breast cancer. So be proactive. Make time for your mammogram today at Piedmont Medical Center. Visit pmcmammo.com. That's pmcmammo.com to schedule an appointment.
Hey, from Famous Toastery in Tiga K, we want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server. Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidisciplined team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
So more likely.
We're back, and you're listening to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. I'm just hanging out with a couple of gals here. Of course, a couple of gals that do a whole lot of good stuff for York County. Janet Martini, Monica Hannah from Keystone Substance Abuse. Getting down to the really astonishing facts as it relates to opioid addiction. It is an epidemic, and in York County, I mean, it really, how does York County look in comparison to our, you know, our state or mm-hmm. our nation? I know when we had the presidential election, listening to Bernie Sanders talk about opioid addiction, I mean, that was only less than a couple of years ago, and it was so big in where he was, and it just didn't seem to be what we were talking about yet, and here we are.
Yeah. Well, York County is not immune. Our numbers, fortunately, aren't as high as other states, but I hate to say it's coming if we don't do something fast. Just for York County specifically, overdose rates. 2015, York County had 25 opioid-related overdoses, and in 2016, that number increased to 47, so that was an 88% increase in just 1 year. Now, we're looking at numbers every day. The coroner's office is pulling their numbers as of the end of the year, and I'll be receiving at least where we are as of December 31st. Of course, it takes them a little while for those toxicology results and everything to come in, but our numbers are going up.
They're going up. They're going in the wrong direction.
Yep.
Monica Hannah, I'd like to turn it over to you now because time flies when there's so much to cover. You have worked with Keystone for a while and certainly have seen different trends and where we are. Right now, tell me a little bit about what's going on Saturday and the Joe Davis run.
Saturday, this is our sixth annual Joe Davis Run for Recovery. The Davis boy family started this because, as Janet mentioned earlier, they had a son and a brother who died of an accidental overdose with heroin. And so they wanted to do something, and they want to spread the word, and they want to break the stigma because it's still out there, unfortunately. You know, this is a health issue, but people still don't want to talk about it.
I talked with Melissa, and she's like, if this could happen to my family, I mean, we are just, you know,
absolutely.
Your typical Christian, you know, non-drama kind of family. If it could happen to us, it can happen to anybody.
Anybody, definitely. And so they started this as partly catharsis, but also to get the word out and also to let people know about Keystone, because there are people in York County that still don't know Keystone exists. And, you know, we're a great resource for folks, even as Janet mentioned, for our school, our schools and our youth. And we can do a lot for our community, not just treatment. But the treatment is there if you need it, and we serve regardless of ability to pay. So if anyone says they can't afford it, that's not true. Come on in, and we'll treat you. So
you have counselors there. You have all steps of the process.
Absolutely.
As it relates to overcoming an addiction.
Every level of treatment we provide. We're one of only four medical detox withdrawal management programs in the state provider system. So we have this great resource that other counties don't have anymore. And you know, we want to make sure that our folks are getting the treatment and the programs. And we're adapting to what our needs are in our community. Like Janet mentioned, we have a young adult program for those folks age 18 to 28. Because that's the folks that, that's the age Joe was when he passed away. And that's when it really,
you have a different attitude about life. You don't think anything can kill you.
Yeah.
And yet you look at the high-risk behavior of some teens. And it's there, and we are not getting the message as we should to our kids. I don't know if we're not allowed to scare them anymore. When I was growing up, they just showed me, like, what you thought you might look like if you're on heroin, and it was this green monster looking back at me in the mirror, and it scared me to pieces. It just seemed like they were always showing us these films that were based in fear.
Right.
If you do this, this is what's going to happen.
And the fear doesn't work for all the kids because,
some
like you said,
like
they
it.
Don't think that it's going to happen to them. But we tried in our prevention department, we tried to teach them skills, self-esteem skills, you know, refusal skills, goal setting, all the different tools that they need to be, positive role models, positive adults. And so that they know to stay away from, or know how the how to do
the how
stay
to
away.
Get away
yes,
from
how,
the peer pressure.
You know, that you don't have to do just because someone
and
else
everybody is not doing it.
Right.
And I think there's that dialogue. Everybody's doing it. You
right.
just don't get it. Everybody. Everybody is not.
Everybody is
okay,
not.
Okay, real quick, about 20 seconds or 10
okay.
seconds.
Okay.
Joe
real
Davis,
quick.
Where do
Joe
we go?
Joe Davis is Saturday at Walter Elijah Park in Fort Mill. The run begins at 8. You can still register the day of. You can go on the joedavisrun.com website. And also, if you think it's maybe a little bit nippy for you, you don't want to go outside, then just register to sleep in for the cause, and you can get a nice shirt. We have beautiful long sleeve shirts, and we have so many supporters in our community, and Piedmont Medical Center and CabTech Solutions are
come
preventing.
Come see me tomorrow on the radio. We'll talk about it.
Let's
more.
Do it. Okay.
All right. Thank you for being with me today on this edition of Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. Family Trust Federal Credit Union, a relationship you can trust. Houston Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas, and Carmen Miller of the Miller Realty Group. Live where you love and love where you live. This is live Close Up Fort Mill TKK. I'm Patty Mercer.